brokenness, in our ugliness, in the place where we needed him most. He found us, and he wasn't far off, you know? He was easily accessible, and I appreciate that about him. The next thing he said was peace on earth, because his arrival ushered in peace, and we need peace, you know? Kind of talked about a little bit tonight, but 2021 was not exactly the year of peace, right? And yet, I loved this year. I really did. I loved it. There's certain things about the year, things that took place during the year that I didn't love at all, right? And there were certain things, and I'm not going to ask for a show of hands where, you know, so for some of you, your jobs might be on the line or you might have been threatened that you, right? And you're wondering, how am I going to provide for family? And yet, God's peace trumps all of that junk, right? Like we're not people without hope, the Bible says, right? And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to get political. I'm just trying to say there's people like wondering how I'm going to provide for my family this year. And there's a peace that trumped all of that fear and said, you know what? I love you enough not to let you lose it all. Right? And so God didn't necessarily solve all the issues as much as he just invaded it with peace and then took care of us. Right? He's good like that. His arrival ushered in peace. And then he said this upon his departure when he left the earth and went back to heaven, John 14:27. He said, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or be afraid. His arrival ushered in peace, and his departure was the promise of peace. That just speaks to his character. He wants to bring peace in any storm, okay? And so if you find yourself in a place where maybe your heart is in turmoil, or maybe it's the world around you is in turmoil, or maybe it's a little bit of both, just invite him. He wants to be peace, right? Drop my stuff. And then the last thing that I saw that these angels said was this: peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Well, who's that? Everybody here sinks down in their chair a little. Can't be me. He can't be pleased with me. Do you know what I've done? Do you know what I did last night? Do you know what I said? Do you know how I acted? Right? Right? All of us, we sink down and, you know, oh, he can't be saying he's pleased with me. And yet the angels show up and they say, peace on earth to all men to whom God is pleased. He's in a good mood, okay? And he's not saying, oh, y'all, you're going to hell, right? He's like, no, I have an answer, and I'm pleased with you, and I love you, and I want to hand you the biggest thing I could give to you because I love you. I'm pleased with you. Do you understand the gift that I'm giving you, right? This kind of gift is not something you give to just anybody. This is the people, I mean, the gift you give to the people you love the most, right? And that happens to be you. That happens to be everyone in this world, right? Yeah. Yeah. And so Ephesians 1:5, I'm not going to read all these verses, Ethan, but I want to read this one. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Period. There was joy in that decision, you know? I go back to that question. Why is it that when we come to Christ, when we experience him, that it has so much fear involved? We're so worried about not being good enough, not being reverent enough, not having it all together. It's like, he did this thing with great pleasure, you know? So the angels, it says they celebrated in Luke 2:13-14. Yeah, I'm jumping ahead a couple verses. Suddenly the angels was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven. Can you say the armies of heaven? Armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Do you know why I believe the armies of heaven showed up? Why? I'm glad you asked. You know, up until that moment, the armies of heaven had fought against the demonic realm on behalf of humanity. Think about books that you've read like Daniel, right? Where the armies of heaven would have to war against the demonic hosts of heaven. And guys like Daniel are waiting for an answer to his prayer, right? On this day, God made a way for the people of God to join the armies of God in the battle. And now we're not waiting for angels to show up and do the work for us. We've been given the mighty name that's above every name. and all darkness has to bow its knee and break. We joined in the fight with an authority that's even greater than what angels had because of the love of God, the sacrifice of Christ, the arrival of Christ into that darkness. Do you understand the impact of what that means? Do you understand the sledgehammer that you were handed by the Father and he said, go have fun? You know what I mean? Amazing. And I could see why the armies of heaven would celebrate, because the army would now double, humanity and angels together celebrating, going to war together on behalf of the kingdom of God to bring in goodness and peace and joy, to bring in favor of God, right? To invade darkness, to help people get free of things they're stuck in, to help people adjust when they're chronically ill, right? Help them find healing, wholeness, hope, right? To those who have walked in darkness, they have seen a great light. And I can understand why the angels would celebrate. We were given, through Jesus, the gift to fight and win against an otherwise unwinnable foe. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so, in Luke 2, 15 through 18, and I'm about to be done here. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They want to go find the baby, right? So they hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger, just like the angel said. And seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. Right? I think we lose the impact sometimes because the tradition of Christmas overrides the impact of Christmas. Know what I mean? Like, of all the things we just described about the heart of Father God saying, I want to come to bring you joy. I don't ever want you to be afraid. I want to offer you the name of Jesus, which is the name above every other name, the matchless and powerful name of Jesus, that you speak that into any situation and it brings answers to prayer, right? I want to give you all of these things. I want to give you redemption. I want to give you forgiveness. I don't want to leave you alone. I want to give you peace, right? People were astonished because they didn't know what it was like to ever have that, right? And then with time, we've learned how to just kind of capture all of that in a couple of statues and just call it a religion, right? A painting, right? May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our astonishment that comes through all that Christ is for us, for his people. Yeah? Amen. You know, I actually want to offer a time of prayer here where maybe you don't know Jesus, or maybe you do, and you just feel like, you know, you've been disconnected from him, you lost track, and maybe there was a time you and he were close, but you kind of drifted, and you're just unsettled about that. You want to just make that thing right. Or if your heart is like, Jesus, I don't know about that religious Jesus that I've learned about, but I actually want to know the one that brings joy and no fear and brings peace and power and is for me and not against me. Then I just want to lead you in this prayer. Would that be okay? As we're winding down, let's do it. So I'm just going to close my eyes. And if that's you, and you're just coming back, just say these words with me. Actually, let's all say it. Father, thank you for joyfully sending Jesus.
Thank you for joyfully sending
Jesus. I come to you as a sinner in need of forgiveness. And I turn from all sin. I will not serve any other God. No other God comes close to you. I will not follow after any other lifestyle than the lifestyle of Jesus himself. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Make it possible for me to live as a representative of Jesus on the earth. I receive your gift to me, and I will love you always. Amen. 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 if you felt like something shifted in your heart and you want to talk about it, I'll be standing around here, and please come and talk to me, and we can get, you know, up to speed with what to do next and what just happened. If you'd like to come back Sunday, we're open 10 a.m. Many of you are, this is your home church. I'm only saying that for the benefit of anybody else who might not know. And God, we just love you. We're so thankful that you would speak to us tonight. You would create this environment where we could just celebrate and party in honor of you. Lord, we love you, and we pray and ask that you be just exalted, and that we bring a smile to your face, God, because you've definitely brought one to ours. How we love you. We love you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to transition one final song, and then we have some snacks available in the next room. But you guys were given candles. We're going to pass out some flame. I have a couple of guidelines for candles, okay?
No kids.
It's up to you. Just, you got to control your kids, okay? But we're going to light your candle, okay? We ask that if you got a candle that has been lit, don't tip it over to light someone else's. Let the person with no flame tip in order to come to you, because that wax will come down and it's either going to end up on you or on our stuff. And I'd like for it to stay on the candle. Number two, oops, dropping my stuff again. When you blow out your candle, please cup your hand around it, because if you don't, you're going to blow it and it's going to hit someone in the back of the head, and then they're going to have to get a haircut on Christmas, and it's a mess, you know? So that's what we call our candlelight etiquette.
Like,
you like it?
Yeah, you
got to
establish the rules.
I got to establish rules. All right, got to... All right, let's all stand up. We're going to sing, and if we could, whatever lights we may have to kind of dim, however you can, that'd be great. What's that?
John 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God, and God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into this very world he created, but the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human, and he made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine. When Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise, we let all within us praise his holy name. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel's voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night divine. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise forever, his power and glory evermore proclaim. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh,
God, we are just reminded that you were the light of the world. We're reminded that, Father, we were once in darkness and that you've allowed us to experience an encounter with you, with heaven. Thank you, Lord. That Jesus, when you came, you brought heaven to us. God, we're also reminded that you called us the light of the world because you're inside of us. It's not us.
Thank you, Lord.
We're not wise enough, smart enough, talented enough to be the light, but you are that light. And so, God, we ask that you would allow the same love that drove you to come to be the same love that drives us this weekend, Father, to love people around us, to love our families well. And to not be distracted by the busyness of the holiday or discussions, disagreements, family drama, junk. Lord, let us just press through that, Father, and be love in a messy place, just like you were love in a messy stable for us. Yeah, we adore you. We celebrate you. Yeah, we bless your name forever and ever. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Remember to cup your hands before you blow that out, please. And if you do blow it on someone, be nice and tell them. All right. Thank you so much for coming. It was great to see everybody before the day of Christmas tomorrow. We love you. We hope you have a Merry Christmas. Please stay for refreshments in hot chocolate in the Fellowship Hall. If you don't know where that is, follow the herd that way. And we'll talk to you there. All right. Have a Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.